Jeremy Corbyn.
Yaakov and Esau, sibling rivalry or anti-Semitism?
Ah, okay. See if I can do that.
No, it doesn't need to be verbatim.
Torreway, Northwest London, third day of Chol HaMoed Pesach, for Rav Shaul Strom. Yaakov and Esav, anti-Semitism or sibling rivalry?
Okay, thank you very much. Okay, so, it's a very exciting topic. The truth is, what brought me to speak about this topic is that I saw the protests, the signs were Dayenu. Which is the middle of London, the front page of the Times, there's a slogan, hashtag Dayenu. So you think there has to be some kind of relevance, some kind of correlation towards what's going on nowadays in the Labour Party and what we see around the world, and Pesach. And the truth is, not only has it got a relevance, but it's very shaykh to say that anti-Semitism, this idea of anti-Semitism and Pesach, are so closely linked, they're almost bound to each other. Why is it? So, we see that the Shloh says there's a minhag. There's a minhag on the Seder night that you're supposed to lift up your kois, and you're supposed to say v'hi she'omdom. So you're supposed to kaviyoch, and the Shloh says that it seems like it's a strange choice of words, to lift up your kois to. There's the entire Seder night that you're being Meshabeach Hashem and you're speaking about all the amazing things that Hashem have done, and punk the words that we choose to lift up our koisen, that's the highest peak of Seder night. Everyone sings it, is V'hi she'omda. Those people that sought to destroy us, why is that something which we're so glad about and we're making a toast to? So, Emet Hashem, but Meshech Nashir will hopefully come to light the idea behind this minhag. And furthermore, it's possible, just to throw in a bit of controversy, we might even explore whether we're supposed to be protesting in town using the phrase Dayenu to say enough is enough, or whether anti-Semitism is perhaps something else. Okay. So, when it comes to all the Yom Tovim, it's always Kedai, and the Maharal speaks about this, and the Kedushas Levi speaks about this, and the Beis Halevi speaks about this. Across the entire spectrum of Svarim, you see that they all say the same theme. And when it comes to a Yom Tov, it's Kedai always to look at the Shiroshim of the Yom Tov. So the Shiroshim of Pesach, we know, is what happened in Yetzias Mitzrayim. But the truth is that when we look at the Torah, we know that Pesach was celebrated long before Yetzias Mitzrayim. Long before Yetzias Mitzrayim came around, the Obbos already celebrating Pesach. And not only that, already B'shas Briyas Ha'olam, the Maharal says, the Oiros of Pesach were in place. Every Chodesh Nisan, when it came to the mid of Chodesh Nisan, the Oiros of Pesach were in place. And the reason why Pesach happened during that time isn't because of Yetzias Mitzrayim. Chiras didn't happen because of Yetzias Mitzrayim. Rather, Yetzias Mitzrayim happened because they were Oros of Pesach. Because they were Oros of the Eden going free, and the Eden coming out of Mitzrayim, that is Gufa why Pesach, that is Gufa why the story, the Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim actually happened. So much so, my daughter, and I asked my shayla, this is right, but my daughter turned to me at the Seder table and she said, I know why we have salty tears. It's because when you dip the potato in the salt water on the Seder night, then it's to remind us of crying. So that's why we have salty tears. And I was about to correct them and say, no. The salt water is to remind, but the salt water is to remind us of the crying. But it's very possible that the reason why the entire story happened, why we have tears, it's possible to say, is because in order that on Seder night we can dip the carapace in salt water, because what happened on the Seder night, the Oros of the Yom Tov, preceded the entire story, or preceded the world. So, what we're going to do is, in Mitzvah, we're going to look through the Sipur, the story of not just Seder night, but the story of the Obbos and the Hemshuch, and the series of events that brought towards the Seder night, and hopefully we'll see over there a bit more about Yetzias Mitzrayim and how that relates to the subject that we're speaking about. So, let's start from Bria Sa'ila. Yeah, the first word in the Torah already has a huge significance to Yetzias Mitzrayim. Bereshis bara Elokim es ha-shamayim ve'es ha-aretz. So the first Rashi on the Torah says, Bereshis, why does it say Bereshis? The Torah says it's not Bereshis. Bereshis doesn't mean in the beginning, it means Bereshis b'shvil Reshis. B'shvil, because of this thing called Reshis, Nivra Olam. And the Gemara says, what is Reshis? It's a mechilta. What is Reshis? B'shvil HaTorah shenikra Reshis. B'shvil Yisrael shenikra Reshis. So we see that Reshis, the reason why this world was created was for this idea of Reshis. The first person on this, the first human being on this planet was Adam HaRishon. Now, when you're speaking about someone, Adam HaRishon, he wasn't called Adam HaRishon just because he was the first. For that price, he could have been called Adam HaEchad. He could have chosen a different name. Moshe Rabbeinu was called Moshe Rabbeinu because Moshe Rabbeinu was in essence a Rabbeinu. He was in essence the teacher of Klal Yisrael, and he still is. The Avos are our Avos. So we're talking about Adam HaRishon. The reason why he's called Adam HaRishon is because Adam is a Rishon. What does that mean? What's the Yisod of a Rishon? A first person to come onto a planet doesn't do anything and isn't impacted by anything else in his surroundings. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when he created the world, the reason why it was Bishvil Reshis, and the reason why the Torah is Nikra Reshis, because the Torah was the first step. The Yisrael, all the things that preceded the world, that Bishvil them, the world was created, all had this idea of Rishon. Rishon means that they're not reacting to anything else. They're coming because they're Mukhrach to be by themselves. So Adam HaRishon was the first person on this planet. What does that mean? That means that he was the first real Rishon. He was the first person that can say, everything I'm doing and everything that occurs from now on is because of no one else but besides me. That's the Yisrael of a Rishon. A Rishon means he's not impacted by anything or anyone. So when we speak of Adam HaRishon, we talk about a person who's a Rishon. How does that relate to the Seder night? So the first time we are referred to as a Rishon, a Bechoyer, is when HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Moshe, go tell Paroi to let the Yidden out of Mitzrayim. And what does he say? He says, tell Paroi, B'ni B'chor Yisrael. Tell Paroi that you are our B'chor. You are our B'chor. What's a B'chor? A B'chor is a righteous Oinoi. He's a firstborn. So Paroi told that, Hashem told Moshe to tell Paroi, go and tell Yisrael, B'ni B'chor Yisrael. We have got this essence of B'chor. We are a Rishon. We are a righteous Oinoi of Hashem. We came even before the world. And therefore, you have to let the Eden go. You have to let the Eden go out of Mitzrayim. Rashi says an amazing thing. And that brings us a bit to the title of today's shiur. Rashi says, so the Pasuk says, Koyama Hashem el Paroi. Koyama Hashem v'amarta el Paroi. Koyama Hashem b'ni b'chor Yisrael. V'oma. Alecho shalach es v'oymari lecho shalach es b'ni v'avduni v'intimoy nato l'shleach sami. He already says before all the makos, he already tells them hinini hoyreg es bincha b'chirecho. So there seems to be a very clear action. Now, what's the Sipi Yisrael Mitzrayim about? What is the story of Yisrael Mitzrayim about? It's about this idea of b'chor. Klal Yisrael is Hashem's b'chor, and if you don't send them out, who will get killed? The b'chorim. This is what. And it wasn't a plan that came out after the Esem Makkah. The ninth Makkah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu chose b'chorim. The Pasuk says very clearly that happened beforehand. That happened before all the Makkahs came into place. That the Yisoid of all the Makkahs was B'ni B'chor Yisrael. Rashi says something unbelievable over here, and that brings us to today's shiur. We have to really understand it. Rashi says, "Kan chosam HaKadosh Baruch Hu." Al mechiras habachira shel lokav Yaakov me'esav. At this point, when Moshe was supposed to say over to Paroi, B'nei B'chorim Yisrael. At that point, Chosam HaKadosh Baruch Hu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wrote the final signature on the B'chorah that was Lokach Yaakov Me'esav. So you're talking about more than 200, you're talking about over 100, over 300 years that this transaction is pending. I don't know if any of you have waited that long to sign the legal document, but something was waiting. HaKadosh Baruch Hu hadn't signed the transaction of Yaakov to Esav when Yaakov took the Bechorah from Esav and he got the prophets from Yitzchak. That transaction wasn't culminated, wasn't finished until this point, until Moshe was told to tell Paroi, B'ni Bechorah Yisrael. Why is it? How does this story relate back to the story of Yaakov and Esav? And why is it at this point that he signs his name? So it's good to look at Yaakov and Esav and see, if we look at the Ovis, like we mentioned, if we look at the Ovis, we'll see what was it about Yaakov and Esav and how was the Bechorah, how was it transmitted from Yaakov to Esav until it came to Shas Mitzrius Mitzrayim, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu felt compelled to say then, B'ni Bechorah Yisrael. So, if we look at Yaakov's, at the story of Yaakov and the Shvatim, there's a very interesting occurrence that takes place. Because Yaakov turns over, is giving the brachos to all the Shvatim. And we know the Bechorah of Yaakov, the Bechorah that Yaakov gave over was, of course, to Reuven. Reuven was the firstborn of Yaakov. And what did Reuven say to Yaakov? He said to him, what did Yaakov say to Reuven, b'shas the brachos? So his bracha was it? Reuven, b'chori ata, koichi v'reishis oini. You are the first, you are the reishis oini, you are the b'chori. Yes, it's the ace, yes, it's oz. Pachas kamayim al toisa kialisa mishkavei avicha. We know that Reuven was Bilbo Yitzhak Yaviv. And the Mepharshim will say that what was the chesor? What did he do when he moved around the beds from Bilal's tent, from Rachel's tent to Bilal's tent? So he was getting involved in Yaakov's affairs, but more than that, he was getting involved in really who the Bechorah should belong to. Why? Because Rachel hadn't yet had a child. Rachel was destined to give birth to Yosef, and he was Bilbo Yitzhak Yaviv. Now this chet of Reuven, we know, haunted him until he died. His entire life, he was supposed to be doing teshuva for this chet of Bilbo Yitzhak Yaviv. And what does Yaakov say to him? He says, "Pachas kamayim al toisa." He says, "You were when you did that. Why did you go ahead and move the beds? Because you are pachas kamayim. You were like water." You were feeling you didn't have your own strength, your own gibor nefesh, your own koichos, in order to decide what's right and wrong. You were like water. Now we know that Reuven be'etzim did tshuva. However, the Gemara says that Reuven never really got the bechorah back. And in Divrei Hayomim, the pasuk says that bechlal yotzui aviv nitna bechorah bnei Yosef. That the Bechorah got transferred from Reuven over to Yosef, HaTzadik. Now why was it that if Reuven did Tshuva, we know that he did Tshuva, his entire life he regretted what he did, and he did Tshuva at the end of the days, why is it that Reuven wasn't able to maintain the Bechorah? He should have kept it. Why was it given over to Yosef? So if you look in the, if you understand what the bracha was, Yaakov was said to him, Pachas kamayim al toisa. He says, the reason why you did tshuva wasn't because of your own strength. It was because you were pachas kamayim. Mayim is something which is fluid. It takes up the container of whatever you put it into. Not only that, the if you look into the Svarim regulation, they say that mayim is called mayim from a lashon of ma, because it hasn't got any of its own entity, it hasn't got any of its own strength, it hasn't got any of its own intuition. Mayim is fluidity. It's bound to everyone else's pressures. Not only that, we know that directly after the bracha of Reuven came the bracha of Yehuda. And Rashi asks, Rashi on the Pasuk says, why do we skip out Shimon and Levi? There should be Reuven, Shimon, Levi, Yehuda. Why do we skip directly from Reuven to Yehuda? So he says that Yehuda was the one, mi goram li Yehuda, Shetoshav, who was the one who was goram that Yehuda should do tshuva? He said that was Reuven. He saw that, who was the one that was goram that Reuven did tshuva? It was Yehuda. Yehuda was the one that was goram that Reuven did tshuva. So we see his entire tshuva came from Yehuda. And the Abin Ezer says that mi goram Yehuda, mi goram Reuven, just a tshuva, that his entire tshuva was a mi goram style tshuva. It was just a tshuva as a reflection of someone else. It was just a, let me hop on the bandwagon as well. Now, who is the antithesis of this? The antithesis of this, the complete opposite of Reuven, is Yosef HaTzadik. Yosef HaTzadik was in Egypt. He was in Mitzrayim. Over there was no one. He was by far the greatest person over there. And he was tested for his own koichus. And the Rambam says something unbelievable. Kol ha'perish ma'avera, oy osa mitzvah lo b'nei dova ba'olam, lo pachad v'lo yira, v'lo yevakish kovet, el b'nei sha'bor baruchu, only because of Hashem. Who's the person that does real tshuva, meaning that he's not doing tshuva as a reaction to anything else. He's doing tshuva because he decides that it's kedai for me to do tshuva, it's kedai for me to follow through. Who is that? So he says, who's the person who's called doing tshuva and who is mekadesh Hashem? That is someone who does tshuva because of no one else, and that is Yosef HaTzadik. So Yosef HaTzadik's tshuva is the complete opposite of Reuven's tshuva. It's a tshuva that is compelled and it's only done because of itself. So now let's go back. We asked, why was it that Reuven didn't manage to maintain the Bechira? Why was it Reuven all those years? We know that until the Zois HaBracha, he was doing tshuva. Until the Pasuk says, Yechir Reuven va'al yomois, v'him asav misbo. And Rashi says, the reason is because he did tshuva. However, his tshuva was just following, it was just a noch schlepper. He was just schlepping on, he was just copying what Yehuda did. It wasn't done from his own koyach. And if you have to be a bechor, if you have to be the person who's passing on the baton from Avram, Yitzhak, and Yaakov all the way down to the rest of Klal Yisrael, then you can't be someone who's following someone else. It has to be a bechor. A bechor, the firstborn of a family, is someone who does something not because of any other reason, but essentially what a bechor should be is someone who isn't following anyone else's actions. He's got no one really to follow. The rest, I mean, I've got 8 brothers, so I know what it feels like. You can just get carried along with what's expected of you. A bechor is the opposite of that. There's no one to carry him along. There's no one to tell him what to do. He is, in essence, a yochid. He's someone who's not controlled by anyone else. So Yosef HaTzadik was passed over the bechorah because this is what he represented. He represented the reishis oina, that idea of reishis that got passed down all the way from Bris Oin, already from Adam Arishan, the first person to do something. Yosef HaTzadik, Rashi says this on the Pasuk. It says, Vayihi, when Yosef HaTzadik was born, it says, Vayihi, Kasha Yolda Rochel es Yosef, Vayoyme Yaakov el Lavan, Shalcheni ve'elcha am el Mokemi el Arzi. When Yosef HaTzadik was born, Yaakov said to Lavan, he said, send me home, show me Mekir El Arzi. Now he was hiding away from Esav for loads of years. How come he decided at this point, when Yosef HaTzadik was born, that it was time for him to go? So Rashi says that Kasha Yolda Rochel es Yosef, Mishanoldoi Sitnoi Shel Esav. When the Sotan, the antithesis, the opposite of Esav was born, that is when he decided to go, Al-Mukhari Avelati, it's time for him to go. So why is Yosef, why was it that Yosef's birth caused him that he's now prepared to fight Esau, for him to go back, and this sinner that Esau had against him, he wanted to kill him all those years, how come it was now the point where he decided he can go? So Rashi says, Shenema, as it says, V'hoya beis Yaakov l'eish, v'beis Yosef l'lehova, v'beis Esav l'kash. Yaakov is like fire, Yosef is like a spark, and Esav is like straw. And we know that straw has a lot of quantity, and fire on its own hasn't got any substance. But what can cause the eish, this huge quantity, what can cause the kash to burn? It's if you have a lahava. So Rashi says, Mishanodu Yosef, eish below lahava, in a shilit merochek. If you have eish without fire, without a spark, without something that can cause it to go, in a shilit merochek, it can't affect anything. Mishanodu Yosef, when Yosef was born, Botach Yaakov b'Kodesh Baruch Hu v'rotza lashuv. It was at that point that he had betochen. He knew that this is his time. He's allowed to go. He can now fight the sitnoish at Esav. What was it? What was it about Yosef? So now we already understand. Yosef was the b'chayr, and in order for him and his entire family to be able to say, I can now fight what Esav is trying to do to us, It could only take place through Yosef. It could only take place through Yosef, who was the Sinai Shalais, because he's the real Bechor. He was the one who, many years later, will show this, will exemplify this, by being in Mitzrayim and doing tshuva, loy mipnei hakovod, and not because of anything else, only because HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him to. Only because mipnei HaBoyer Baruch Hu, kemaniyas Yosef HaTzadik, as the Rambam says. Everyone else until that point that had done tshuva, or that had done an action, was just shlepnach. In fact, if we look back to the story of Adam Arishan, we see this in the first steps of the Brias Adam, of the creation of mankind, because Cain and Hevel both brought their korbanos, and it says that it was shor to Hevel's, and why not? So the Mefarshim, everyone explains over there, because Hevel, was it Cain or Hevel?
Hevel was the one who was listened to.
Right. Cain, because Cain, Hevi Gamhu, because Cain also brought from his first fruit. Hevel gave him. So Hevel gave him Gamhu. Hevel also brought. And what was that? Means he didn't come from his own intuition. Adam Arishan did everything from his own intuition. Already when it came up to Hevel followed Cain. Cain was the one who brought his carbon. Came Hevel and he said, "I'm going to do the same thing. I'm going to schlep noch. I'm going to continue doing what has already been done." And that idea of being a gamhu was already the first pagam, was already the first time that a person didn't do something of his own rights.
Sorry, sir. But it was Hevel who was listening to. Hevel's carbon was accepted.
It was Cain.
You mean Hevel's carbon?
He means he taught himself.
If he was the Nachshlepper, why was he the one who was listened to?
Hevel gave you carbon.
Why was his carbon accepted?
Okay. Anyway, I think it's...
Please check it out.
Fine. Okay, fine, sorry. Okay. So all these years, okay, fine, let's get back. So all these years later, we're talking about Yosef HaTzadik is now in Mitzrayim, and Yosef, we know, has brought with him, we understand, he's brought with him the Bechorah, this middle Bechorah, of not being affected by anyone else, of doing everything because of Nei Bor Baruch Hu, and not being affected by anything else in their surroundings. So now we still have to understand how this first of all relates to the topic we've just spoken about. How does this explain anti-Semitism? And how does this explain Bechlal, the story of Yosef Mitzrayim? What happened? What was it that suddenly the entire Mitzrayim decided to hate the Yidden? So there's an unbelievable Beis Halevi in Parashat Shmos. And he says, as soon as Yosef died, Misha Meis Yosef, Suddenly at that point, the Yidden turned round. When Yosef HaTzadik died, Klal Yisrael turned around and said, Nir Kemitzrayim. We're going to be like the Yidden. And what did they do? And the Medrash says that they stopped the mitzvah of Bris Milah. They stopped being mal themselves. And the Beis HaLevi asks, he said, first of all, the entire Lashon of the Medrash is very strange. He says, first, when it says HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so the Medrash says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu turned around to them and said, Miyad, Omar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Nehepach Ha'ahava, the Ahava that the Yidden had, was a Nehepach to Sinah. It changed over to hatred. So basically, Sinah El Amoy Ve'El Avodov. It turned over to Sinah towards his Am and his Avodim. The Beis HaLevi asked, he said, how is it that the Lashon of the Medrash uses when it's describing the Sinah that HaKadosh Baruch Hu decided the Mitzrayim should have, which we know was supposed to last 400 years, and until that point it was the worst Sinah that had ever erupted between one nation, this seems to be mamash the Charein of Hashem. How come the Medrash is using the Lashon of Amoy Ve'el Avodov, which seems like a Lashon of love? So he says, the truth is, what happened over here wasn't that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that the Yidden said near Kemitzrayim. We want to mamash become like the Mitzrayim. We want to completely assimilate. What he said was near Kemitzrayim. We should be like the Mitzrayim. We know now that Yosef HaTzadik has died, they're going to start hating us. They're going to start saying, "We want you out of here. We don't want you're not like us. You're different. Everything's different about you. We're going to hate you. We're going to drive you out." So they decided, near Kemitzrayim, we're going to make as if we're like the Mitzrayim. We're going to try and change who we are. And how did they do that? They didn't stop Bris Milah, because he says otherwise, the Lashon that he uses is Hefer. Hefer as Bris Milah. They were Moishach the Orlos. They tried to change the way they looked and try and look as similar as they could to the Mitzrayim. Says Rabbi Salevi something unbelievable. He says, at this point in time, When Klal Yisrael said Nir Kemitzrayim, the reason why HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Nepach the sinner, Nepach the Abba to sinner, wasn't because he hated them. It wasn't because at that point HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, "What have you done? You're trying to become like the Mitzrayim. I'm going to start attacking you." Rather, the reason is something unbelievable. HaKadosh Baruch Hu realized that the only cause for survival for the Jewish people is if we keep this middah that we always had. That we're not going to react to anyone else. We're going to be Yidden because we're Yidden. And the Yidden, in turn, weren't trying to become mamash like the Mitzrayim. They were doing it because they wanted to protect who they were. They didn't want to get killed out. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said the opposite. He said, what is it that's going to keep who you are through all the times? It's if you are an Am that is inherently hated. You're an Am that has sinner to them by all the Ummos. He says the one thing that's going to keep you through all the years, if you want to stay a Klal Yisrael, is if you're a nation that all the nations always hate. The first time Klal Yisrael is called an Am is by Paro himself. He says Hinei Am Yotzei Mitzrayim. Until that point, they were called Bnei Yisrael. The first time that we were declared a nation was by Hashem. The Drosh Zaran says almost the same thing. He says that if you look into the entire reason of Yaakov, of the Bechorah that was transferred from Yaakov to Esav, it wasn't some story that Yaakov decided he needed the brachos and he needed the brachos of Tal. It was because HaKadosh Baruch Hu turned around and he said that if I don't let the story happen in such a way that there's going to be sinner, Yaakov and Esau will eventually assimilate. They'll eventually become one people. They'll eventually just peter out and become completely assimilated to the Goyim. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu created anti-Semitism. He created the sinner of Esau to Yaakov. He created the sinner of Mitzrayim to the Yidden, not to punish the Yidden. It was in order that the Yidden should remain intact, in order that the Yidden should always know who we are. When it comes to Seder night, the one time where we're sitting around with our families and we're trying to, and where everyone comes together, Yidden from Kol Tefillah Tesaaretz, Yidden that don't keep Rosh Hashanah, they don't keep Yom Kippur, the statistics of people that keep the Seder night is far higher than any other level of observance. If there's one thing that we have to keep ourselves together, it's singing the song of V'hisha Omda. It's saying V'hisha Omda La V'seinu V'lonu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu made a promise already from the Ovis, already from Yaakov and Esav, already from the time of Parah. HaKadosh Baruch Hu made a promise to us that the one thing that's going to keep you separate to all the nations, the one thing that's going to keep you intact, is if we make a matzav of V'hisha Omda La V'seinu V'lonu. V'chol Dor V'dor Omdim Aleinu L'chaleseinu. So the reason why the Shalosh says that we pick up the Yayin, and this is the peak of the Seder, it's because if not for this chesed of Hashem, of anti-Semitism, to remind us that we're different, to remind us that we have this essence of Bechorah, and we have to stand up for where we are, and we can't try and change our ways and adapt to our surroundings, because if not for that, we'll assimilate. If we keep who we are as a nation, because of who we are, the Kotzke says an unbelievable thing, it says, if I am I, because you are you, and you are you because I am I, then I am not I, and you are not you. If I am I because I am I, I'm ich bin ich because ich bin ich, and du bist du, weil die bist die, I'm azoi ich bin ich, and die bist die. A person, if you, Yidden, and we have to perpetuate this, we have to teach this to our children, that we don't try and change things because of anyone else. We are Bechor Yisrael, we're B'nai Bechor Yisrael, we got this from Yaakov and Esav. We brought this down through the Shvatim, we brought this down through the Doros. And when we came down, the reason why we came out of Mitzrayim, and the reason why the Bechor of Mitzrayim, the racist that the Mitzrayim had, the Umos Oinam had to be destroyed, was because that they didn't have that koyach. We're the only ones that have that koyach. We have to pass on this baton, l'doiros. And if you look into any generation, the reason why assimilation never happened was always, the reason why any of the bad things happened was always, Rav Yehuda Miller says this, Rav Moshe Feinstein says this, was always because we tried to become like the Umos Olam. So what comes out is the anti-Semitism and this idea of people trying to afflict us was the bracha that was given to us, was the one thing that was given to us, the Doros and Nezach, and it's kept us intact. So, whether we're supposed to be protesting against this, is the Chorah Shadi for the politicians, but definitely each one of us, we're not supposed to be teaching our children, Dayenu. Chas v'sholem, this is going to keep us the Doros forever, this is going to keep us going until B'yas Mashiach, because we know that the reason why we are who we are isn't because of anyone else, it's because we are B'nai B'chor Yisrael.
Habocha Yoina Chonto, subject Achilas Matzo Ba'oines.
Perhaps a bit of a lighter topic. Although the topic says Achilas Matzo Ba'oines, Be'ikis Neget, the Sugi of the Mitzvahs, Chichas Kamon. The Gemara Shalach of Chesam Lalv says as follows. Sholchul Elavu Dishmul. They sent a tshuva to Avu Dishmul. Kofu Ba'ach Matzo. Somebody who was forced to eat matzah is Yotze the Mitzvah of Achilas Matzah. He's forced. Force doesn't just mean that he was forced to. The Tvar says that he was forced and he was shouting that he didn't want to be Yotze the Mitzvah of Matzah. Chiddush of the Tvar. But Kupon, he's forced to eat matzah. The Gemara explains, Kofi Man, who forced him? Ilay Mekofi Shed, who was forced by the illness. Tanya, the Brisa says, Itim Cholim, Itim Shaita, Keshu Cholim Ayuka Pekech and Choldwar, Keshu Shaita Ayuka Shaita and Choldwar. Which means that sometimes he is Yotze, sometimes he isn't Yotze, and here it says Kafu Achal Matzah is Yotze always, so it can't be that's what we're talking about. Omer Rav Ashi, so Rav Ashi says we're talking about Shekafu Parsiim. He was forced by the Parsiim, which means he was forced by going. And Afa became his yotz in the midst of Achilles Matzah. Omar Rava, when Rava heard this, he said, Zoysim Meres, this is a raya. To kill a shir, somebody who blows shofar and shana with the intent of musical purposes, his yotz in the midst of tekel shofar. Fate the Gemara, Pshita. What's Rava being mechadish? To kill a shir is exactly the same as kafu lechol matzah. Hainu hach. Says the Gemara, Ma'od the tema, I would have thought me mechalik to shen Achilles Matzah and tekel shofar. Hossam ochel matzah om rachmona. By achilas matzah, the Torah says, be'ertech lematzis, loshna vachila. Be'ertech lematzis. And therefore, b'ho ochel, he ate. He's done what he has to do. Masha'en kein, by tkiya shayfa, b'ho ochel, zichron teruah ksib. The loshna of the Torah is zichron teruah, which is mashma that you have to have kavona. And therefore, it's not enough that he's tekeh al-shir, b'hai mis asik ba'almuhu. Kamash malon, the Rav came to mechadish that even there, you don't need to have kavona. Alma ksava rova fizos the Gemara. Alma ksava rova mitzvahs ain't tichas kavon. Mitzvahs do not need kavon. It looks like from the whole sugya we're going mitzvahs ain't tichas kavon. Kafu lechol matzah is yotze the mitzvah achilas matzah. The Gemara thought that was, the Gemara rova came along to be mechadish that tkiya shofar is the same, and the Gemara explains what the havmana was to be mechalik. So we said the Gemara lashna Gemara is mashma that the havmana was ochel matzah omer achmana, which means stam achilas matzah. The lashna of the Torah is achilas matzah. He did that ma'aseh of achilas matzah. Tkiyas shofar, it says zichron teruah. Zichron teruah is mashma more that you need to have kedesh etalu zichron neseichem l'toivah. You have to have more of a kavana. It has to be more of a pnimis tikkun mitzvah. And therefore, I would have thought you have to have kavana. Come mashma on, you don't need to have kavana. Rashi, however, when he explains the Gemara's habamim, Rashi doesn't explain like that. Rashi adds in words. Rashi says, "Ma'od the teima hosam ochel matzah kamer achmanu ba'ocha v'ne'ane ba'achilasi." Hilkach lav misasik hu shari af le'inyan chiv chatas amrinan ha misasik b'chalom v'arois chayiv shekein ne'en. Rashi says he's ne'ne b'achilose, and that's why you don't need to have kavana, because he's ne'ne b'achilose. Hilkach lav Rashi stels to the din of a misasik b'chalom v'arois, where you know misasik b'chalom, misasik kol atari kulas potter, by b'chalom v'arois yechayiv chatas, shekein ne'ne, because he's ne'ne. It's a bit shver what Rashi wants b'chalom, the Gemara didn't say anything of the sort. And Stamazoi, what's the hezbo? Why is Nene Bachilosoi a reason why you shouldn't have to have Kavona? The fact that he's Nene Bachilosoi isn't any reason you should have Kavona. Now the Oron, the Sugya, Stamazoi, Oron, the case of the Gemara. Kafu Lechel Matzah. The Gemara is quite clear that we can't come to tell you, Mitzitz Ein Tchichis Kavona. That was Rava's Tzushtel to Tkeh Lashir. And that's the whole Sugya that on base. The Gemara asks Kashis on Rava, and the Gemara ends off that Reb Zeira was Chaylik, and he held, you do have to have Kavona, Mitzitz Tchichis Kavona. That's klal the sugya over here. So why does the Gemara have to say a case kafu v'ochal matzah? Just say ochal matzah b'loy kavana. Ochal matzah b'loy kavana. Rava can say on that, on a riot, kev l'shir, and we'll go through the whole shak v'tar. You didn't have to say a case of kafu v'ochal matzah. Nacha, or the Gemara's case, kafu v'ochal matzah, l'chir isn't so posh at stamazi. Kafu v'ochal matzah is means he's forced. With a klal and shas. Oynus command le'ovit. What exactly Oynus Kamad Le'ovid means is the Machlokes and the Achrayim, how to tighten up exactly. Whether Oynus Kamad Le'ovid means that the Maisa isn't considered his Maisa Le'inin to be Chayvim Oynishin, or the Nara L'Sasa Dover, she doesn't get an Oynish because she did a Maisa B'Oynus, or does it mean more, the Chem Tashleim and Chuvus in Orichayim Sim Lamut Ches, is Mashma more that the Maisa is Nishka Maisa, the Maisa is not Mesechstim Bechlal. And he therefore explains the Gemara in Avodah Zarah that if somebody is mishtachev with Avodah Zarah ba'inus, it's not the behemoth doesn't have a psul neva because it's not the ma'aseh b'chlal. It's not considered the ma'aseh was done b'chlal. And Kav Tshurim in Ksubas in the sugya of Einus Begitin, Einus Begitin, Yashanus Begitin. Also he's klar that he explains the Gemara that loy basi ba'inus is pshat as loy the e beer hasnish can e beer because it's not considered done by him. Hakapanim is klar they learnt up that the Oynus command le'ovid means the mice is not done b'chol. Ebazoi, we have to understand. Kofu v'ochal matzah. How can you say he's yotz in the mitzvah of matzah? The mitzvah of matzah is pashtus, we let him name on a mice achila, and the mice achila is not considered his mice achila because he was done in an oifen that he was forced to do it. So how can we say he's yotz in the mitzvah? The Rambam is in Hilchus Shofar Beis Halacha Dalet. The Rambam takes on Kipshutai. The lashon of the Rambam is actually any yotze dechavase actually is kavan hashemer v'mashmiya, and you're not yotze the mitzvah of tkiyas shofar until you have kavana, the shemer and the mashmiya, and pashas takes on with tzichus kavana. However, the Rambam in Hilchos Chametz Matzah Perek Vav Halacha Gimel, the Rambam brings down our Gemara ochal matzah b'loy kavana is kegoyin shansuhu goyim olistim is lechel is yatzilin chivasi. The Rambam is a chayyus seiser. He says he holds mitzvah tzichus kavana. On the other hand, he paskins like al gemar achal matzah lekavana, which we said is the chayyus al gemar is going to feed the mother mitzvah ain tzichus kavana. How can the Rambam paskin that yoytz achilas matzah lekavana kavana? Is the Magen Mishnah from them for, because of this Rambam wanted to say want to be he first has a tzad to be goyis the Rambam achal matzah lekavana is loyotzi dechavase. He says if you're not going to be goyis loyotzi, then they have to be mechalik the achilas between achilas matzah and tkeishev. And the Rambam shit is taka mitzvah ain tzichus kavana. And why by Tekiah Shofet does Rambam say you have to have Kavanah? Because Tekiah Shofet is no Maisa, the mitzvah is the Shmir, there's no Maisa, there you have to have Kavanah. Kavanah, he goes with the gang that the Shit to Rambam is mitzvah, ain't it's Kavanah. Oh, but the Rishon, Tikkun Nishtas of the Ran, and the Kesem Mishnah, the Kesem Mishnah brings down the Ran, he answers differently. About the Shit to Rambam is mitzvah, tzichus Kavanah. Now, Matzah is different. Matzah, you don't need to have Kavanah. Why is Matzah different? Matzah is different. Shekain Nene, like we find, and like Rashi, Mamash like Rashi. So too, when it comes to mitzvah tzichus kavana, well, kol ha'tarei kulo, you need to have kavana. Matzah, mitzvah midah achila, v'chayri means to say any midah achila. Yeah, you don't need to have kavana. Not every midah achila could be more, it might be different because no kavana, but there's no hanah. But upon midah achila, which is hanah, is you don't need to have kavana because of nene. Again, like we had Har and Rashi, it doesn't really make sense. Why should Nene help Lagabi Kavana? Okay, so you say that he's Nene Bachilosa, so maybe it could help that the Maisa is his Maisa, his Nene, his Guf is Nene, but to say that he doesn't have to have Kavana now doesn't really make sense. L'chir. Is in order to explain the Rambam, actually we can delve into the Indian of Masasa B'Cholom V'Arosh Chayiv Shekein Nene, actually there we'll see there's a Tos in Sanhedrin. The Gemara in Sanhedrin there is talking about Inyani Nisasik Sanach Beis on the base, and the Gemara brings down Shmuel. Shmuel said that Nisasik B'Chalom V'Arayis Chayiv Shkei Nena, Nisasik B'Shabbos is Potter Machshava Melechis Machshavas Asr Teir. Teir asks Melechis Machshavas. Frek Teisvus, why do I need to have a new din by Shabbos? Melechis Machshavas Asr Teir. Typically, then Kol HaTeir Kulo there's a Miut of Ba. Shaila Machlokes I don't know where the Miut is exactly, but there's a Miut in Kol HaTeir Kulo. Of Misasik, and Shabbos is L'chari also has that miyut. Why do we need a new din lechs machshavas? Tosfos answers two terutzim to this kasha. The first terutz of Tosfos is that the miyut in Kol HaTeir Kulo has with it a clause that if it's ne'ne is chayek, Misasik b'chalav b'arayos is chayek, shkein ne'ne. And therefore, I need a new pasuk by Shabbos to tell me that although he's ne'ne, even in a case where he would be ne'ne, he's still potter lechs machshavas also to him. The second terutz of Tosfos is no. Shekein Nene wouldn't be mechayev by Shabbos. So this is a new text. The Misasik of Kol HaTeir Kulo and the Misasik of Shabbos are two different Misasiks. Misasik in Kol HaTeir Kulo is Misasik in the Dova HaMutta. He was Misasik in Shumon and it came out to be Chelet. Misasik in Ishtoi and it came out to be Achisi. He was Misasik in the Dova HaMutta. And it came out to be a Dova Osa. Is that the Misasik which is in Kol HaTeir Kulo? The Misasik by Shabbos is a different Misasik. The Misasik in the Dova Osa. He's Misasik to be Toilish this. Chelik of the Kark, and it came out that he was Toilish, a different Chelik of the Kark. He was Misasik as Dova Osa. Afa became Melech Machshav as Asa Teir. Since he wasn't, the Machshav wasn't on this Melocha, Melech Machshav as Asa Teir is still Potter. It's two different Misasik. What's the Machloek's two Tritzim of Tosus? First Tetz Tosus seems to hold that Shekein Nene would help me by Shabbos, would be a Machayev by Shabbos as well. The second Tetz says that Shekein Nene wouldn't be Machayev, you have to come to a new Tetz, and the Misasiks are two different Misasiks. The Baruch Ben, Simon Yud Beis, and Ksobos is Mazbin, the Machloek's. Rabbi Chabez says, Tosis in the first teretz holds that the gvot of Shekein Nene is that Misasik, Pshat is Misasik, is when you do a Maisa Misasik, the Maisa is Nishka Maisa, or the Maisa is not Misiachas to the Oisa. The Chayyar Rabbi Chabez is going more on the first lashon. Misasik is Pshat, the Maisa is Nishka Maisa. And the Shekein Nene comes along, like Tosis is lashon in Baba Kamalam and Beis, that Rachmana Achshvei le Maisa, Bahi Hano, Rachmana Achshvei le Maisa. When there's Hano involved, then the Torah is machshiv the ma'isa for a ma'isa and yachayim, and therefore in Kol HaTeir Kulo that's shayach hazazach. You do a ma'isa misasik and you're not in, and then the ma'isa is nishkan ma'isa. It comes along Shekein Nene and Shekein Nene. The fact that he's Nene is machshiv it for a ma'isa, and therefore yachayim. That's shayach by Shabbos as well. Shabbos as well. You do a ma'isa misasik. It hasn't got a Torah's ma'isa. It has your Nene. It has got. It gives it a Torah's ma'isa and yachayim. The second Teretz Tosfos holds that's not the Vav of Shekein Nene. Shekein Nene is only a Gilui that the Issa Hanot in by Chelev and Arayis, the Issa Hanot is the Issa of the Torah, the Kepeda of the Torah was the Hanot. And therefore, Elchanami Misasik, it doesn't have a Teres Meister. Lashon Ruchanan in Chelik Beis Simchav Gimel is Masbi. The Misasik is the word that Taka not a Meister. Taka doesn't have a Teres Meister. Noshikain Nene is the word that Yoiv, the Kepeda of the Torah was on the Hanor. The Torah was Makbi that you shouldn't have the Hanor from this Chifetza Asa. And you had that Hanor, Misasik, Nish Misasik. Okay, so you're Beshogig, you're only going to be Chayav Chatas, you're not Chayav Malkas and thing. But the Meister, the Kepeda of the Torah was on the Hanor. And therefore, even without Kavanah, even without a Maisa, you're going to be Chayav. If you would take on the first territory, that's how Rabbah Bez Mazbah, the Machlokes is too Turitzim. Where the Shekei Nenet, therefore said to Fizos the Rabbah Bez, therefore Lefi Tois the second territory. It doesn't help, it doesn't pass to say Bechlal by Shabbos, that Shekei Nenet, because Shabbos is the Malacha, not the Hanot. So it doesn't help to say that Kepeda of the Torah is on the Hanor. The Hanor is not the Issa. You need to have a Maisa if it's Misasik and he doesn't have a Torah's Maisa. The fact that he's Nene won't help us by Shabbos. And therefore, those came out on new Torah's Misasik. It's called those Machlokes in the Ged of Shekei Nene. It's like the first Mahalach in Shekei Nene. I don't see how it can help us by Achilas Matzah. It's fair to say that Mitzvah Shichas Kavana is a vort of making the Maisa into a Maisa. Could be it's making it into a Maisa Mitzvah, that could be. Makes it into a Maisa Mitzvah, but Shekei Nene won't help me to make it into a Maisa Mitzvah, L'chayr. And therefore, to say, Alpi, the first text of Toysus, Shekei Nene should help us, L'chayr Shveh. No, the second text of Toysus, that Shekei Nene is a Gilui, and that the Hanor is the Mitzvah, the Hanor is the Issa. It could be that by Achilas Matzah, it's a Chiddush, or it could be by Achilas Matzah, although we take on Kepshut, and Maisa Achilas the Mitzvah. The Rambam Gehalten as the mitzvah of Achilas Matzah is not the Maisa Achila, it's the Nene. It's the Nene of Achilosu. That is the mitzvah of Matzah. The Torah wanted you to be Nene. Therefore, if you hold us like by Kalon Ba'aroyos, where he's Chai, he's Shekein Nene, he's doing the Maisa Issa, he's doing a Misasik, and it's not considered Maisa. No, we don't need Misasik, because he's Nene, he's over the Shogik. So too by Achilas Matzah. He does the Nene is Niskayim by him. And therefore, he doesn't need to have Kavanah. He has the Nen. The Metzias of Nen is Da. Moshe L'Madova Doimah, just to make it easy to understand. You have, the Beis Halevi says by Achilas Kodshim, that the Mitzvah is, it should be Nechel, and not the Maisa Achilah. So the Chor by Nechel, if you don't understand Nechel, it doesn't make sense to say that you should have to have Kavanah on a Matzav of Nechel. It's Nechel, finished, done. So when it comes to Hanor as well, Hanor is a Metzias, Hanor is a Matzav. You have Hanor, you're Yotz in the Mitzvah.
The
Hanor is a matzis. You have the Hanor.
Yeah, but what it has to do with mitzvah sichas kavona? Nothing.
It doesn't need to have kavona. When you have a maisa, when you're doing a maisa, you're doing a maisa mitzvah. Then it passes to say that you have to do a maisa for a certain kavona. You have to do a maisa. Make sure that it's not stam a maisa. It has to be a maisa mitzvah. But Nene isn't a Maisa. Nene is a Metzius that you had Hanor. The Hanor that I'm talking about is Hanor's Goren, Hanor's Meov. He's satisfied. You can't say he's satisfied L'Shem Mitzvah. He's satisfied. Metzius, he's satisfied. There's no two satisfied. There's satisfied. That's if you're going with the gang that it's a Maisa Achila. If you take on that it's a Maisa Achila, I agree with you 100% that you have to have Kavan to make a Maisa Achila L'Shem Mitzvah. But if the Mitzvah is the Hanor that he should be satisfied, he's satisfied.
Why should there be an Hanor L'Shem Mitzvah's Matzah?
Achil is a Maisa, Hanor is not a Maisa. Al Kaponim, that's the Chayyab Pshat in the Rambam. Mavos, the Asim the Raisa brings down Azar Gang, he brings down Rashi, he brings down the Ram. We always understood the Mitzvah of Achil is Matzah, the Maisa Achil. Where did the Rambam get it from to say that the Mitzvah of Matzah is Nen? This is a no. Pashtas you learn. Mitzvah is the Maisa Achila. As a effect, the Asim Daraisa, he read this clause, this Yesoid. The Asim Daraisa there says, by Achilas Kachim, he takes on Ishvi the Beis Halevi. He tells Achilas Kachim is the Nene, and he brings down a taste in Yavamas as a. And he says that by Achilas Kachim, I'm masking to this Yesoid of the Ran. That if the Mitzvah is the Hano, and it is the Mitzvah of the Hano by Achilas Kachim, therefore you don't need to have Kavanah. He says clearly this Yesoid. Now he frags on the Ram, he frags on the Rambam, he takes to say by Achilas Matzah. If we go back to the Oros, we ask Efshim Miken Zogna, as the Ram was Makoy from Asugi Gufa. We ask the Kasha, why did the Gemara have to say interesting Hechetimtsa, and why isn't there a problem with Oynes Kamad Le'ovid in Asugi? The Ochelefik, the Kasha from Oynes Kamad Le'ovid, he asks, how can it be Yotz the Mitzvah of Achilas Matzah, by Kafu, Yochoyos Oynes Kamad Le'ovid? And he answers like those Achronim. He said the Oynes Kamad Le'ovid is only a klal that the Gabi Oynshim, it's not Mesiachis to me. Or Avada, when it comes to mitzvahs. I've had this mitzvahs. Over the mice, we said lechem the shleim and the kibshurim and ksubas. That won't help us. They learn that only command leovit is kibshurim kimashmoy, and the command leovit is not done at all. And therefore, how are we going to answer this kasha? Efshal doesn't give in the Rambam's mekoyim. The Gemara says in Azar Oif in the Talmud the Chiddush that even though he's doing ba'inus, because he's nene, the mice is mitzvahs to him, even though he's doing it ba'inus. And therefore, although normal and kol atayr kol only is command leovit. But when there's Hanoah involved and also Guf involved, then the Maisa's Mesiach is to him, even if he's doing it by Ba'inus. And therefore, the Gemara says it, they sent Shochle Lavud Shmuel Kofav Ocha Matzah, not just Lefi the Mandom in Tichas Kavana, even Lefi the Mandom in Tichas Kavana. He bought us by Achilas Matzah, he's Nene, and even if it's a case of Kofui, because he's Nene, you go to the Mitzvah, even in a case, that the Maisa in normal wouldn't be Mesiach to him, here it's Mesiach, it's because he's Nene. Although there are a few kashas, to say this, that it helps, we found that Shkeinena helps the Gabi Misasek, to say that it helps the Gabi Oynes is not so poshut. Every Lanar Lissasadova you could clear to say that there's Hanor when she's forced to do the Maisa, is the Hanor. So it could be after Mechalitish and Mitzvahs and Averis, that and say the like the Rambam Mitzvahs Gershon, that every there's Rotzen by every person Be'etzen to do Mitzvahs. So Betzirv, the fact that every person has a Rotzen to do the Mitzvah, and the fact that he's Nene, the Maisim of Mitzvah. That's a Zaytik Akashah. But Al Kaponim, that was the Rambam's Makor Gufa from here. There's a Machlokes on the Sugya, the Ra'ah and the Rabbein Yeruchim. Rishon bring down the Ra'ah. The Ra'ah says the whole sugya is talking about Kofu Lechol Matzah. He didn't know it was Pesach and he didn't know it was Matzah. Because if he says he knew it was Pesach and he knew it was Matzah. Because if he didn't know if it was Pesach, he didn't know it was Matzah, it means to say, it blies Misasik. And that's why you're not Yotze. And Doima Ledova, the Achrin Mamitzayim, like the Gemara says, not basically Gabi, Kiyashay for Sova Chamoy Ba'almahu, that you're not Yotze because Sova Chamoy Ba'almahu, it's not a Misasik. No, the Rambam doesn't make sense to say Azazach. The Rambam and Chanami, but the Omid based on Chamoy Ba'alma, that's by Tkias Shefer. That passed to say Azazach, there's no Nene. But Shanki by Achilas Matzah, where there's a Nene. There, Musasa Bachalom Barroes is Chayv Shkei Nene, and so to by Achilas Matzah. Yoichel Matzah, Veloi Kavona, is Yotza. So who had been Musasa completely? Even if he didn't know it was Pesach, he didn't know it was Matzah, Lechoy Hobi Yotza. And Taka Dura, the Beis Yosef brings down the Rabbein Ruchu, and goes completely Mekotza Lakotza. He says, Avad, the whole Sug is talking about where he didn't know it was Pesach. And he didn't know it was Matzah. Because if he knew it was Pesach and he knew it was Matzah, then it would blive a Kavon al Hepach. It would blive Kilu, he's standing there with Pesach, he knows it's Pesach and he knows this is Matzah being given to him, and he doesn't want it, he's being forced to do it. So that would blive a Kavon al Hepach, he doesn't want to be Yetz and Mitzah, and even the Fidimal of Mitzah, Ein Tichas Kavonah, takes on Rabbein Yeruchim, Hepach Kavonah will work, which is not so posh. We started off with the ritual, says the whole Sugya say that he's Oymed Vetzeveach, and he doesn't want to be Yetz, and Afa Pekin is Yetz. It's called the ritual takes on that Mitzah, Hepach Kavonah doesn't work, even the Fidimal of Mitzah, Ein Tichas Kavonah. And Rabbein Yeruchim, why is he not worried by the problem of the Ra'ah? Chayyid the Ra'ah's got Shtaka Taina. That it is misasik, the Teretz is Rabbein Yeruchim held like the Rambam, that the mitzvah of Achilas Matzah is a mitzvah of Nen, and therefore there's no problem of misasik. There's no problem, even doesn't know his Pesach, he doesn't know his Matzah, there's no problem because the Maisi he's Nen.
Why does Hebuch Kavanah help then?
Oh, so the kasha is, why does Hebuch Kavanah help? So Rabbein Chiddush, I wasn't going to speak about this, but somebody asked. Rabbein Shlomo Hyman in Ondal Sugi over here, is Masbir, that the din of Hepach Kavona, Hanshka Sheiches, mit Sichs Kavona, mit Ein Sichs Kavona. It's a ganz Arichas, and Reb Chaim, and Reb Chonon brings it down again, in Chelik Beis, and Simulam Gimel, he's Marich that to explain, that the Reb Chaim explained, that the Gemara's Metzayin, the Machlekes, Legabe Bal Toysif, to mit Sichs Kavona, mit Ein Sichs Kavona. And the Gemara Erevin, if you find tefillin, and you want to carry it back, and you're scared to be over the mitzvah Bal Toysif, so the Gemara says that it works if you demand the mitzvah kavanah. If you demand the mitzvah tzichas kavanah, you can't carry it back because the ma'aseh you don't need kavanah, and carrying the tefillin even with a kavanah lehepach is mashma the Gemara wouldn't be good. So they ask the kasha, why can't you have kavanah lehepach? Look, those rishonim will hold that you can have kavanah lehepach. Why can't you have kavanah lehepach by the tefillin? And even if you demand the mitzvah tzichas kavanah, carry the tefillin back. That's the kasha that they ask. Of them, Zok Reb Chaim, as mitzvah tzichas kavanah makes that the mitzvah lives a ma'aseh mitzvah. No, there's a na'ed din that you can't be yotze mitzvah bar korcha. Hepach kavona is, it's a na'ed din. You can't have a kiyum on mitzvah bar korcha. It's very mistabat kezach to say that you have a kiyum on mitzvah. Rebbein Shlomo is mitzvah me something. I do a kiyum on mitzvah and I don't want that kiyum on mitzvah. Rebbein Shlomo should give me a kiyum on mitzvah. It's mistabat kezach. It's a na'ed din. It's nothing to do with mitzvah kavona. Zog Reb Chaim, well, in the Baal Tosif, I just need a Maisa Mitzvah. So Hebuch Kavona doesn't change the Maisa. The Fidim Adam Mitzvah Tzichas Kavona, that Kavona is a chilek of the Maisa Mitzvah. So if you have Hebuch Kavona, if you don't have Kavona, then it blives a Nishka Maisa Mitzvah, because the Kavona is a chilek of the Maisa Mitzvah, and it's missing. The Fidim Adam Mitzvah Tzichas Kavona, where the Kavona is not chilek of the Maisa Mitzvah, so the Maisa Mitzvah is a Maisa Mitzvah by itself. And therefore, Baal Tosif, you'll be over by doing the Maisa Mitzvah, because Baal Tosif is not, you don't need a kiyum for Baal Tosif, it's partial. You over Baal Tosif by doing a Maisa Mitzvah a second time, whether you don't have kiyum for it. No, the Hebuch Kavona will help you that you don't have kiyum, because you can't be Yotza Mitzvah Kocha, and now it didn't. So even like the Rambam, that Nene, they have a Matzah of Nene, it's still, the Hebuch Kavona will still help you.
Hey.